Black-on-black crime. You can find it in almost any major city like Chicago, New York, or L.A. But Chattanooga is nowhere near the size, nor has the population of those cities. Yet violent crimes by African Americans against each other in Chattanooga, it's just as bad. In part one of his special report, Eric Aubenier takes a deep look into black-on-black crime and its effect on the African American community. He joins us live in the studio to explain. Eric.
Well, as journalists, it's our job to report what's happening in our community. And unfortunately, we find ourselves covering black-on-black violence almost every other day. Now, before we begin, you need to know that in this report we're about to show you, it is very raw and emotional with language that some viewers may find offensive.
Crime scenes like this one play out almost every week in Chattanooga. And the story is usually the same. A disagreement between two black men or a group of African Americans that leads to violence. Some of the victims live, others die. No one knows this better than Celeste Woods. You see, 9 years ago, her son Damon was shot to death in this East Chattanooga neighborhood. She says she'll never forget that horrible night.
And the next thing I knew, I was getting a phone call and said, Damon has been shot, and could you come? And this is the area that I came to. Out here. And when I came, there he was, the rope was taped around and he was lying face down in the street.
To add insult to injury, Damon died on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day most Americans celebrate a man who stood for nonviolence.